Oh, hi. I'm sorry for calling on you so late, but I was waiting for your girlfriend to leave and I've been waiting for hours. What? Oh, no, I'm not in any trouble. Well, not like an emergency anyway. Actually, yeah, in a way, it's an emergency, but nothing to worry about. Can I come in? Thanks. Water? Yeah, or do you have something stronger? Yeah, that'll work. Better make it a double. Thank you. Have I been crying? Oh, I didn't realise. Yeah, I guess I was, but no, not because of any boy trouble, or actually, in a way it is. Sorry, I know I'm not making much sense. I don't know how to put this. Okay, I know we're neighbours, but we've hardly spoken, and I see you all the time with your girlfriend. And I don't know anything else about you except that, well, you're incredibly attractive. And you're a good person because, well, you let me in at this hour even though you hardly know me. Thanks. Can I have another? You're being so kind. Thank you. God, that helps. I know you've probably got so many questions, and I'm trying to find a way to explain. Okay, here goes. First of all, I'm not crazy, although I might seem like it now. I'm actually a successful lawyer, and I wish I caught you at a better time, and oh, yeah, I'm still in my work clothes. Right. Well, I mentioned that, so you know I usually have my life sorted. I'm single. I don't have a boyfriend. I mean, I used to, but we broke up a couple of months ago. Oh, no, don't worry. That's not what's bothering me. Okay, here goes. I'm an addict. No, not drugs or alcohol, the third kind in the trifecta addictions. No, not smoking. I'm a sex addict. Oh, there, I said it. Well, say something. Are you. You don't know what you're feeling? That's okay. I can read your expression. You see, I'm someone so attuned to desire, I recognize it in others. I can spot it, you know? People like me, we seek each other out. Like, well, and don't be embarrassed, I'm just making an observation. I know how you keep looking at my cleavage. No, it's okay. I know this blouse is low cut and I do have nice tits. I know you're probably thinking, how can someone so pretty be a sex addict? It's not vanity. I know what I look like. In my therapy sessions, I learned to be honest with my reality, what I am and what I am not. And I know you always check me out in my sports bra when we pass each other in the hallway, even when you're with your girlfriend. You find me attractive, don't you? No, you don't have to be polite about it. What I mean is, you find me fuckable, don't you? Hey, it's okay. Can I sit closer to you? I know you're feeling uncomfortable, but trust me. The reason you're feeling like that is because you're suppressing your natural desire. Let me be close to you. There. See, it's not so bad. Take my hand. See? I'm a real person. Physical touch is always reassuring. No, don't pull away. Let me hold your hand, please. Thank you. I love the feel of your hand. It's so warm and comforting. I've got a hunch, and I'll know if you're lying. But the thought that your attractive neighbour is a sex addict is turning you on, isn't it? You don't have to say it. I can see it in your face. Because you know what sex addiction means, don't you? I love to fuck. I need to fuck all the time. I'm addicted to fucking, especially good-looking boys like you. But more than that, I'm addicted to cum. It's got to the point where nothing else gets me off except cum deep inside my pussy. Fresh, hot cum spilling inside me. Oh, fuck. Just saying that, it's making my cunt so wet. Can I just sit in your lap and tell you more, please? Okay, you're not saying anything, but you're not saying no either, so I I can see it in your face. It's okay. It's okay. I'm just going to straddle you like this. But I need to pull up my skirt around my waist. It's okay. You can put your hands on my legs. Feel my smooth skin. And I don't mind you looking at my tits. In fact, why don't I unbutton this more? That desire on your face is making me horny. You want to fuck me, don't you? You want to spurt all that hot cum inside my pussy? No, shh. Please don't fight it. I promise. I won't make you do anything you don't want to. Are you thinking of your girlfriend? Were you fucking her before she left? No. Good, because I really want your cum as fresh as possible. I can feel your cock straining in your trousers. It's so hard, Daddy. Shh. Why are you fighting your desire? Let's go slow. Don't be afraid. I've wanted to fuck you for so long. I've managed to control my addiction for a long time. But after my boyfriend left, I've had a relapse. So for the past 2 months, I've been fucking all our neighbours. Yep, even the married ones. You know that lovely family in the corner apartment? Yeah, the husband would sneak into my apartment almost every day and we'd fuck so hard and loud, I thought his wife might catch us. I fucked that single guy, that muscular dude. Yep. We'd spend all night fucking and sucking, but too bad, he moved out. I've tried fucking strangers I met on Tinder, and I let drunk guys pick me up at bars, and I'd suck their cocks in the car. But you're the one I really want. I mean it. You've always been my first choice. I've wanted to fuck you from the start. Oh my god, your cock is so hard. Let me unzip your trousers. That's right, you just sit there and let me have my way. You're not doing anything wrong, don't worry. And, oh, fuck, your cock is so wet. And you're so turned on, baby. Let me rub my thumb over your head. Oh my god, so much pre-cum. Let yourself go. You've never met a wanton woman before, huh? Someone who just wants to fuck, with no strings attached. Yes. Rip off my blouse. Yeah, take off my bra. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, yes, suck my nipples. Bite them. Fuck. Oh, Daddy, you love my tits, don't you? You love my body. Yes, feel under my skirt. Oh, I took off my panties already before I came here. I was teasing my clit, waiting for your girlfriend to leave. Oh, fuck. Oh, Daddy, my cunt is dripping. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Keep rubbing my cunt. Oh, my God, you're making me cry. No, you're not hurting me. I cry when I'm too horny and I can't control myself. I was losing my mind earlier. I was so desperate to fuck you. You, not anyone else. I want you. I want you to fuck me bare. Oh, I want to feel your naked cock inside my naked cunt. I want your pre-cum mixed with my pussy juice. Yes, Daddy. I want you to shoot all your sperm deep inside me. Oh my god. That thought is driving me fucking crazy. It's so reckless, so dirty. I want to do all that with you. Just raw fucking and raw coming and knowing that you could get me pregnant. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, yes, push me to the floor. Tear off my skirt. Oh, fuck, my little cunt daddy. God, yes, fuck. Pound me so hard, yes. Oh, harder. Oh, god. Your unprotected cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, this is so wrong. You're fucking me raw. Oh, daddy. You want to come inside me? Oh, you want to shoot your seed in my fertile little pussy, daddy? Oh, that got you all worked up, huh? You want to make me your breeding slut? Ah, fuck me till I'm pregnant with your hot seat. Oh, fuck. Fill my tummy with your cum daddy. Oh my god, yes. Spurt it in me. Yes, shoot your sperm deep inside me. Fuck. Oh, breed your little slut. Oh, oh my god, yes. Yes, like that, daddy. I want to come for you right now. Yeah. Oh, come inside me, please. Yes. Fuck. Keep fucking me. I want every drop of your cum inside me. Oh, fuck. I'm coming again. Oh, fuck. Oh, let me clean you up. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, I don't want to waste even a single drop of this lovely cum. Oh, I love how you taste. So fucking good. So, do you want my number? Text me when your girlfriend's not around. Oh, my name? I forgot, we didn't actually introduce ourselves. Hi, my name is